A lot can change in a decade. Heck, life is going so fast at the moment. A lot can change in just 1 year. But how much has changed in 60 years in Murray Bridge? There aren't many people who distinctly remember such an evolution throughout their adult life. 95-year-old Shirley Duthie does, though. I'm with her at Lerwin Nursing Home for a chat. How are you doing there, Shirley?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, we've spoken in the past about what life was like for you as a young lass after World War II. But when you were in your 60s, you moved to Murray Bridge from Adelaide. What brought you to the region?
Because my husband got a job with a wool classing for the meatworks, yeah.
You came up from Adelaide, didn't you?
Adelaide, from Angle Park, yes.
Was that a bit of a shock coming to a regional area?
Well, to settle down it is, to settle down with your children and that and get everything ready for when they go to school and everything. It is a bit strange and different type of living.
Yeah. Hmm. But you've been here quite a long time now, so it certainly feels like home, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I love it here. Yes, I really do.
What were your initial impressions of Murray Bridge?
Well, it was it wasn't a very big place then, and a lot of it, a lot of the areas has been built now, and there was nothing there where IGA is up past that. There was no habitation at all, and yeah. It's all been built from then. And there was no new high school. The high school was down where the police station is, and the college, you know, everything's changed. We had a picture theatre here.
Yeah.
Where the chemist shop is on the corner of the main street, and there's a park on the other side of it. That was a picture theatre, and we went there to see The Sound of Music.
Wasn't that it's such a beautiful story, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was nearly their last movie they had there, and then they pulled that theatre down.
And I hear that there was a drive-in theatre as well.
Yes, there was a drive-in theatre, and we from our house on the corner, we could see the picture, but we couldn't hear the sound.
Did you make up the words?
Oh, well, you know, it just depends what sort of movie it was.
You had a lot of people in your family, didn't you? You raised lots of children.
Oh, yeah, I had 9 children. And then when they built the high school across the road from our place, the kids used to come over from lunchtime, you know, some of their friends, and they loved. And some of the girls work here. That still, they used to say, oh, Shirley, we should come over to your place, and loved it.
Oh, that would have been nice. And now you've got, what is it, 80 people in your family?
I've got 27 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren and 4 great-great-grandchildren. So I've got 5 generations.
And they've all moved, haven't they?
They're all over the place. They're all over the place. And Northern Territory and Queensland, Western Australia and here.
Shirley, I understand that there was an ice cream factory when you moved here 60 years ago. That's a bit exciting.
Yeah, well, there was, and it had the most beautiful ice cream. I think it was called Freesia, and then they sold out not long after we came here. And and people say, oh, there couldn't have been an ice cream factory here. And I said, yes, there is. And well, where was it? I said, well, you go and register your car there now.
Oh.
You know, the registration place, that's where it was.
What was your favourite flavour?
Well, I've always just liked vanilla. I'm a plain person.
Well, that's fine. I don't understand why they call it plain. It's vanilla.
It's vanilla, that's right.
95-year-old Shirley Duthie's with me. Well, I'm with her, I suppose. I'm at the Lerwin Nursing Home. We're talking about Murray Bridge 60 years ago versus today. Lots of shops have popped up, haven't they?
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah, there was never any McDonald's or anything. They all came on gradually, one by one. You know, and Woolworths used to be opposite the town hall. If you went across the road like that, that was Woolworths started their shop there. And then it seemed to grow from then.
It feels like the service industry has changed quite a lot over the years. There's a lot more self-serve now with things like petrol and the way that we shop. Do you find that's the case compared to back in the day?
Yes, it is. If you know how to use the petrol pumps, whenever I went there, they always come out and did it for me.
Is that the same with at supermarkets? Did they do more collecting items for you?
Oh, they'll do anything. Well, IGA, that's where I shop. They do anything for me. They deliver over here for me to the nursing home, and I think it's lovely. Because I've shopped there for that corner 50 years.
Yeah.
It was a little tuck shop first on the corner for the school.
It's grown quite a lot over the years.
Yeah, and my daughter's worked there.
Yeah, you really like that IGA, don't you?
Yeah, I do. They're good. They're the best people in Murray Bridge.
What do you think the future holds for Murray Bridge, Shirley?
I just think it'll prove that they're going to get the meatworks rebuilt, and it'll just improve all the time. All the time there's new big shops coming in, like the Marketplace, they call it. That was new to Murray Bridge. It's as big as one of them in Adelaide, like the, yeah. So, yeah, I think we're very lucky.
Shirley, you're famous in Lerwyn Nursing Home and on 5MU for your jokes. I'm a big fan. Have you got a joke for us?
Yes. There's a fellow, he was approached by someone from the zoo. They'd lost their polar bear. And so they said, can you get us a new one? Could you get all the place to put it? And the fellow said, well, how do you get it? And he said, well, you go up to the North Pole and you cut a great big round hole in the ice, and you put a net there and secure it, and then you put food all around the edge of it, and when the bear bends down to pick it up, you kick him in the ice hole.
You know I love a good pun.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Thanks for welcoming me into your room today, Shirley. Really lovely to reflect with you on the past.
Oh, thank you, Jenny.